We all have a story. I look forward to sharing mine with you.
Hi, my name is Trina Glines, and this is Elevate Your Marriage and Life podcast. For those who want to create happiness daily, even among the chaos marriage and family life will bring. Get ready to elevate your marriage and life today. So how did I get here? How did I get to this point in my life where I have never been busier? I have never worked so hard in my life. It's been a journey. It has been a journey, and not one that I anticipated whatsoever. So I want to share a little bit about how I got to where we are at this moment, me recording my second podcast, my story, which is very individual. That is something I have learned in sharing with women. We each have our own story, and it is so important that we do not compare with others. It won't serve us. And as women, unfortunately, I think that's a weakness we have, is comparing ourselves with others. So it's so important, ladies, that you are willing to just look at your own story and figure out how to make it work for you and not be so concerned about comparing it, seeing what others are doing with theirs, and or feeling bad about how your story's going. Because there's something you're meant to learn. There's something that you are meant to experience. That's why it's called an individual story. So, back about several years ago now, I was actually standing in my closet. I don't know if I was actually really standing on my own. I had my hand up against the wall, my other hand kind of bracing my stomach because I think I was having a slight anxiety attack. And I was yelling at myself in my head, "Why, Trina? Why are you here again? What is wrong with you?" And I was so frustrated because I'd gone back in my box. And I wasn't sure why I got there, and I was struggling to get out. And I had learned in years earlier that my box was not a good thing. And I had worked on getting out. I went to a counselor who I went in, sat down on his chair, his couch in his office, and I said, "I need help getting out of my box." And I called it my safety box. And he looked at me, he's like, "Trina, what is that? Can you explain what your safety box is?" So I explained to him, "This is where I go when I don't feel safe. This is where I go to detach myself so I don't get hurt anymore because I must be hurting, right? So I've built this box. It's as wide as it is tall. I shut the door. I lock the key. I lock the lock with a key that my man, has no access to. The man who has dedicated his life to me." Well, he gave me skills and tools to get out of my box. And then once again, I find myself there, buried even deeper. And this moment in my closet was a life-changing moment. I was full of anxiety. I didn't know what the future was going to hold. I was exhausted. I was tired. I was angry at myself because I am married to an incredible man. I am married to a man that would do anything for me. I had no reason to be where I was. And I was beating myself up over it. And it was in that moment of despair that I sent a text to a dear friend who she has been on my journey with me for years. We actually got married the same year, same month, like a week apart. And we have children all the same age except for our last two. And we are just texting friends all the time. We text each other back and forth, questions all day long. And she's been quite a mentor to me. And I sent her a text, and she knew at this time, she knew where I was. She knew I had moved back into my box, and she was a little bit concerned about me. And so I just sent her a text and said, "Hey, I need help." I said no more than that. And she texted me back and said, "Trina, go read this book." And she gave me a book. I did not expound on that I was struggling with feeling heard and loved in my marriage. She already knew. She knew. So I ordered the book. I got the Kindle. And I ordered I got Audible. That's how desperate I was. I'm like, I have to do something different here. And I have read marriage self-help books, basically most of our marriage. I'm very much into the psychology, and I am a teacher. I've been teaching for 20 plus years in a different venues, and I was getting kind of bored with those venues. But I had been mentored by the late Dr. Glenn Latham on teaching parenting, and I was very aware of self-help books. But for some reason, at this time, my heart was opened differently. I can't even really explain to you what it was. But as I got reading this book, it was, my mind was being opened, and I was seeing things in a different light. And I was paying attention more to my part, not his. That moment in my closet when I text my friend, I made a conscious choice. I made a conscious choice. I've got to figure out what I can do to increase my happiness. Because for all the years prior, I had worried about, well, if he would do this, then I'd be happy. And if he would do this, and if he would just listen to me, and if he would just be able to help me reach my needs, and, you know, my happiness is based off of all of that. And that moment when I decided, okay, I need to look at my part. I wonder if that's the reason why when I was reading this book, a switch was flipped. And I was looking at my part. And I will not lie to you. There were some humbling moments, big time. There was humbling moments. There was lots of tears. There was lots of, oh my word. I have been assuming my man's intentions pretty bad. And as I was almost done with that book, the same friend texted me another book. She'd gone to a retreat and they were reading this book there, I guess. And she texted me another book and said, "Hey, Trina, you need to read this." So I wasn't going to question her. The first one was making enough changes on me with me that I'm like, okay, I ordered the book. And about halfway through that book, I had a undeniable impression that I was to share what I was learning with women. I didn't know what the heck I was going to do with this. I'm like, what? I don't even know how to even go about this, right? And I was in denial, I think, a little bit. And I would text my friend, like, I just had this feeling. And she's like, well, of course you're going to do it. And I'm like, how can I do it? I've been in a bad place. Who am I to be the one to teach this? And she goes, that's the reason you are meant to teach it. Because often the best teachers are the ones that have experienced what they're teaching, correct? So I then started not only reading and learning to help me, but figuring out how and what I needed to do to be able to share this with women. My life was changing so drastically in such a short amount of time. And there wasn't even like great big mountains moved as much as my perception was changing. And I was able to see my man in a different light and through different perception lenses. And my thinking was just altering. and my feelings weren't getting hurt like they were before. And I wasn't assuming his intentions like I was before. And I started to discover we really do have two different languages. This is like a for real thing. And it was and has been and will continue to be the most incredible journey. And sharing this with women has like taken it to a whole new level for me, because I am now watching women have those aha moments. I'm watching women connect to their part and making a difference in their own life and in their marriages. I can't tell you how rewarding that is, but I have to say, and you need to know, I believe full-heartedly, I am just the mouthpiece. I have been given a talent. I've been given a talent to be able to teach and to speak. And for a long time, I hid that talent and I was embarrassed about it. Because who is okay to speak to a crowd? They're just weird, right? That's what the feeling I would get from people. And then I had to speak at some functions and I had people come up to me afterwards like, you really should be teaching more. And so I branched out, I pushed myself, and I started teaching to young adults and to youth, motivational type speaking. And I loved it. I loved it so much. And then that's when I started getting bored of that avenue, when I was in the middle of my journey to find a way to increase my happiness in my life. And I realized that I have been given this talent, that I will do the research, I will do the studying, I will be the example, I will be the poster child of the poster woman of what I call the intense woman. And I'll talk about that in my next podcast. And I realized I had to live her in order to tame her. I had to live her in order to teach about her. And truly, ladies, and if there's any gentleman that is listening to this as well, I am just the mouthpiece. I have been given a talent to teach and share. I'm extremely passionate, if you cannot tell, with my voice. And I am watching women choose to take information I'm sharing, figure out how to implement it into their own story, their own life, their own marriage, and they are the ones that are making the difference. They are the ones that are choosing to push through the anxiety and to propel themselves forward. They are the ones who are choosing to take off their glasses, these perception lenses that are developed from our blueprints, as well as life circumstances. Things that have happened to us, they all form these lenses that we are wearing. We are watching these lenses through our parental opinions that were around us, the things that we lived through, certain circumstances that really altered us, and they created our perceptions. And these women are willing to take those perception lenses off, put on a clear one, and learn a new way. Do you think there's a chance that we might not have been told all that there is to know about relationships, about men and women, about life? It is up to us to want to find that and discover that. No one will force us. No one will change us. No one will make us. It's our choice. And I have found that incredibly empowering, because here for many years, I classify myself a control freak. Any of you out there classify yourself a control freak? Well, I classify myself that. And it was exhausting. Oh, it was so exhausting to try to control all and everything around me. And through this journey, I've learned I only have control over one person. And that person is me. And it is up to me to create my happiness. My man is not in charge of my happiness. It is up to me to create my story. No one's going to create it for me. It is up to me to create the life that I want. Will it be perfect? No, it will not be perfect. There is no such thing. But if we stay stagnant, if we settle, we will never reach those levels that will bring us that great, like, just love and abundance and joy and satisfaction and contentment and all those things that our heart desires. Well, I now can look back on my life and I can see that I was being prepped for this moment to be able to share with women. I had to experience the intense woman. I had things from my past, from my adolescence and my life, my blueprint that I had to learn about and discover. I have a very strong blueprint of not feeling heard. And when I don't feel heard, I close off. Understanding that blueprint has allowed me to name it, to tame it, right? And I'm now able to find a way to feel heard with my man. And my box, that safety box that I would lock myself in, it's gone. It's crumbled away. I've learned tools now to not allow myself to go in there. Life is so short. It's so short to waste time angry, frustrated, and mad. It's so short to not be working on finding something in our life that brings us joy and happiness. We deserve that. You deserve that. As one who has dedicated themselves to another, you deserve to have that joy and that happiness. Will it be continual? Will you not have problems anymore? Of course not. Hello? You're human. It's how we learn. It's how we develop. I've had to learn that through health challenges. I have several. And there are days it has kicked my butt. But through all of this, and with my personality type, which is a red personality, I have refused to allow those challenges to define who I am. I've been pretty stubborn about it. I want control over my life. I want to create my heart's desire. And so I've now gone from being a control freak over anyone else around me and everyone else around me to I only have control over me. And oh my word, this is the coolest thing. This is so cool. I celebrate this. I have control over me. And it's real. Like, I can make real changes. I can, like, literally see something new, read something new, and be like, I want to implement this. I'm going to work on it. And I have control over that. It's so cool. But I tried to do that on others, and it doesn't work. Have you tried that? It doesn't work. But you do have that over you. It's empowering. My whole journey that I've gone on, I use the word to describe it all the time as freeing. I have freed myself from the intense woman. Does she come back once in a while? Are there moments that I feel her creeping in? Of course. But I now have the tools to shut her down really quick. But I feel so freed from assuming my man's intention, thinking that he's a version of me and questioning, why isn't he doing things the way I would do them? Which I assumed was the right way, which I've learned that was wrong. But it's so freeing. I look forward to sharing that freedom with you, helping you discover the power that is within you. It is amazing, absolutely amazing. We only have control over ourselves. I can honestly say that I am grateful for my journey. I'm grateful for every struggle I have had, because without those, I would not be the person I am today. I would not be sharing with you at this moment. So I hope the day will come that you will be able to embrace the challenges that you've had and recognize that you had to go through those, because there's going to be someone else that you are going to lift up. There is going to be someone else that you are going to help and support. And it's amazing. It's amazing. So thank you for joining me today. Thank you for letting me share a little bit of my story with you. And I look forward to our next conversation. Thank you for listening today. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. If you have found that this information has been helpful in your life, please hit the subscribe button, and I would love if you would leave me a review. And don't forget, you are always welcome to share this podcast with your friends and family. That way, you will be helping them to elevate their marriage and life as well.